This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, and to Dr. Klugus, K-L-U-G-U-S, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Ronald O'Brien, it's O hyphen capital B like boy, R Y A, N like November, T like Tom. Date of birth 3/22/1937. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. O'Brien, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since 2022, which are progressively getting worse this year. He does have a long history of type 2 diabetes, diet controlled. Also, congestive heart failure, and is followed by Dr. Alkiek on a regular basis, and longstanding hypertension. He currently denies headaches or dizziness. No current chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. He has a known obstructive sleep apnea, but has been unable to use the mask. So often he sleeps in his recliner, since he can breathe better and doesn't snore when he sleeps in the chair. He's hoping to get the CPAP adjusted so that he can use it without excessive pressure. He feels as if the pressure is too high currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melina, but he does have intermittent constipation. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have difficulty with starting the stream, and then he doesn't feel like the stream of urine is quite strong enough. He has seen a urologist this year, and he had a urolift procedure, but it really didn't seem to help the symptoms very much. And he should have a follow-up visit with the urologist to discuss this in August, he reports. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, glaucoma, gout, degenerative arthritis, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, hyperlipidemia, lymphoma, obstructive sleep apnea, angina history, complete heart block and sick sinus syndrome, chronic congestive heart failure, history of colon polyps, gout, benign prostatic hypertrophy, a history of bladder cancer in 2005, and type 2 diabetes, diet controlled. Past surgical history, he's had anal sphincterotomy, appendectomy, a permanent pacemaker placed, bilateral carpal tunnel release, bilateral cataract removal, cholecystectomy, multiple colonoscopies and polyp removal, an EGD, actually, right or left inguinal hernia repair with mesh placement, bilateral knee replacements, lumbar laminectomy in 2021. He had small intestine surgery for the lymphoma in 2007 without recurrence of cancer. He had a septoplasty. His last cystoscopy was done in 2025 with UroLift. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1980. He does consume one beer daily. Usually it is a Budweiser. He denies the use of illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, hypertension, thyroid disease, and lymphoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Norco, Sulfa, penicillin, Travipost, and Brim, B-R-I-M like Mary, O-N like November, I-D-I-N-E. Medications, allopurinol 300 milligram daily, bisoprolol 2.5 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 5,000 units daily, Allegra 180 milligram daily, finasteride 5 milligram daily, Prevacid 30 milligram daily, Losartan is 50 milligram, 50 milligram twice a day, magnesium oxide 2 daily, spironolactone 50 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram every other day, Torsamide 20 milligram 2 daily. Turmeric has been discontinued. He has glaucoma eye drops. Lovaza discontinued also. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. Eye vitamins daily. And a laxative 1 to 2 tablets once daily. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 271 pounds. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 50. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, firm. The mesh is palpable in the center of the abdomen, but very non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen and no palpable masses. Extremities, he has 1+ edema of the lower extremities, ankles and feet bilaterally, some decreased sensation in both feet, and pulses 2+ bilaterally. No ulcerations currently. The legs are slightly erythematous. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 16th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.86 with estimated GFR 34. April 9th, 25, creatinine 1.51, GFR 44. 3/18/25, creatinine 1.72, GFR 38. 1/30/25, creatinine 1.64, GFR 40. 12/18/24, creatinine 1.48, GFR 46. May 23rd, 24, creatinine 1.64, GFR 40. 3/1/23, creatinine 1.7, GFR 39. 2/14/22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. Other labs on April 17th of 25, calcium is 8.7, glucose 161, potassium is 4.8, sodium 137, carbon dioxide is 28, albumin is 4.0, calcium 8.5, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count, normal platelets. And his last kidney and bladder ultrasound was done 1/16 of 23. It looks like the right kidney was 10.6 centimeter and the left was 9.9 with a simple cyst, 4.9 centimeters in the left kidney. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slight worsening of kidney function, most likely secondary to congestive heart failure. We would, and also benign prostatic hypertrophy. We are repeating his labs now, including urinalysis and protein to creatinine ratio, parathyroid hormone. We would like to also schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder and ultrasound Doppler of the renal vessels, and both were scheduled at the Alma Hospital. Well, he should continue to follow a low-salt to diabetic diet. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.